tell them I'm recording.
School's done, that'll be done.
All right, good morning, everybody. I'm gonna start the meeting here. Signing sheet should be going around. If you could please sign it when it comes your way.
Where's my stuff? Oh, here comes.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Perfect timing.
Yeah, what's perfect about it?
Where'd you start?
You and Mike.
Okay.
It would be perfect if you just.
All right, first topic is the construction schedule. Last meeting, Piazza sent schedule update number 21 on 5-6. They said they were ready to sign off on it. Schedule update number 22 is currently in progress and should be sent out next week. Still needed comments from Tal, which Tal provided that same day. Savin to follow up with Kevin Austin regarding circulating the schedule update via DocuSign. I believe that happened.
21 was done, and yeah. Schedule 22 is with everyone for comment.
When did you send that? Was that last week?
It was, I forget the exact date, but yes.
It was last week, right? Did everybody get it?
Yeah.
Jose?
I'm here.
Oh.
I'll double check.
Did you get it, Jim?
I think so.
Okay, good. Just making sure.
If it needs to be resent, I'll send it out again.
No, I don't think so. I think it was. Actually, I think you said it twice. That's why I was confused.
I sent the what I call the condensed version, just showing the remaining work,
yeah.
And then I sent the 90-page one, which is the entire schedule.
Okay. So they should have gotten it twice.
Yes.
Yeah, you sent it out last Wednesday, the 15th. Anybody have any comments or questions regarding the construction schedule?
When does it show completion?
I don't remember, Russ.
It appeared to be 7-9 for a walkthrough punch list, but it shows that they're going to be done like 6-28, 6-29, but then one the walkthrough at 7-9, that's what I got from the condensed version.
That's academic?
Yeah.
And community?
I didn't pay too much attention to that part. That was a little later on.
Well, if that'd be a month or so later.
Yeah.
All right. anything else with the schedule?
It would be helpful if we just knew what the completion dates were.
Okay.
Don't we have completion dates on it? We're still putting the new change orders that we're getting now.
There's completion dates.
Okay.
People just need to open up.
Next topic is field coordination. Just reminder, everyone's responsible for cleaning up. As you can see, Piazza's been cleaning the building, so be mindful of that and, you know, try not to make a mess after they just went and cleaned everything. Just keep on consolidating your materials like we've been doing. This was from 2 weeks ago. Piazza was to provide an update for the delivery of remaining millwork and ACP and zinc panels.
They're all here.
Everything is here?
Everything is going up. It's
okay.
The panels that were missing were the verticals, okay, that had to be bent when they came in from Germany or wherever the hell they came from.
Okay.
And they're here, and they're flying.
Great. What's happening in the courtyard?
The scaffold is there. That's going to be the last thing that we go into. We get this, so I can pour all the walks there, and then we're going in there.
We actually started a six-man crew back there
today.
Right.
He was supposed to put another crew on.
He did. They did. Yep. We got a six-man crew back there today.
Do you know how long he's going to be in the courtyard,
roughly? Roughly 2 weeks.
Okay.
They're going to do the whole bottom, work their way up in levels, and raise the scaffold, and they're going to caulk on their way down.
Okay.
And take it apart.
And he still has... Two other crews
out
on
here.
The front.
Yep.
Okay.
Is all the millwork here?
Yep.
Yeah. Millwork, miscellaneous windowsills,
okay.
All here.
Did he bring 211 in, that base cabinet he was missing?
I'll have to ask him. I didn't ask him that.
What about for the countertop that the plumber cracked?
He put it in.
I understand, but who's paying for it?
I don't know. You sent us a change order.
I mean, the guy cracked it.
Okay.
You know what I'm trying to say? I have to put it into you, or if
yep.
Lombardo wants to work it out directly with the other guy, it's fine too.
Yep. Can we go back to the cladding guy? How long does he have on the outside on Lawrence? Because he's doing those side panels.
Yeah, this side, the left-hand side from the main entrance is 90% complete. He just has the apron to do at the windowsills. You know, he didn't have that material as he was completing, so he's going to jump back.
Yeah.
He's going to finish the right-hand side. I would say maybe a week, you know, caulking, everything complete,
okay.
Pulling the paper off.
And what about the stairwells, the upper?
That the A will be complete today.
Oh,
B is done, minus the caulking.
Perfect.
So.
Can we get some photos of it when it's finished caulked? Because obviously we're not going to be able to get up on a scaffold to look at that.
You mean in the front? Get on lifts?
From the lift, like an aerial view, because you can see 90% of it from the rooftop, you know, the side.
All right, well, just.
I think he meant this, like the sides up here.
Yeah, just.
I can go up and take some pictures.
Let's get some pictures just so we can verify that it's caulked.
Just put a harness on there.
Yeah,
right.
What, you don't want me to jump?
Just put a harness on there.
Do we have an update on the stair treads that are not here?
At the end of this week or early, probably Tuesday, right after the holiday at the latest. That's what I'm hearing.
Okay. And lockers are still set to be on site first week of June?
Yes.
Okay.
Those are going quick, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Just on one
still
floor.
Only the fourth floor, yeah.
Oh, you know what? Go ahead. I'll ask later.
Piazza wanted to perform their testing of the sewer line. That took place. I believe the report was sent out.
Yes. And there's repairs they have to submit repair on.
SM1 to SM2, correct?
I forget what it was. But it's in the front.
I believe that's what it is, that pipe.
Is that the existing pipes?
No, it's your new ones that you installed.
No, it's on the site here.
SM1 to SM2.
It's
the pipe
between
the
two manholes.
Did you get a report on that? Because we didn't have anything.
I sent it out to everybody.
Can you send it again? Because I...
Joe, did you get it?
And it went to Sayworth.
I might have ignored it. I did. I thought I saw something come through from Insight.
What do you have to do there?
I didn't. So it's a small repair, right? Where the gasketing or whatever.
Listen, Sayworth knows about it. They're working on it. They're supposed to tell us what they're doing with it. I know that much.
I'll speak to Jeff about it today.
Isn't there not one in there?
Yeah, there's one right there by the tote bag, all the way in the back.
On the gasket part of it?
I think
I think it's on the gasket part on the inside. So we'll just go down the manhole, do a proper seal, and then will they have to retest or just a visual?
We'll have to retest.
So I'll discuss.
The report, yeah. But they do want to know what the repair is before you do it.
I'm sure they had a verbal when they were going over with the inspection.
The report is clear.
I'll speak to Jeff about it.
All right, please.
Yep. I'll print it out.
Yep.
When was that sent? Because I looked for it mid...
We did that on Thursday.
I don't understand why you didn't get a hold of Audio, too.
Audio has a report.
It was a couple days after the test.
Because I know we asked for one. We were looking for it. And
Friday.
17th.
Yeah. Right. I'll go over it with Jeff.
Next was the regarding the elevator. All primes have completed their work. Piazza still had some work to do, and including the flooring and making terminations, final adjustments, and testing.
Hold on. Let's get this straight. The flooring was put in 2 weeks ago.
The meeting was put in last week. Yeah, flooring came in last week.
Last week? Last week. I'm thinking from here. Last week, okay? As far as the adjustments, okay, and what they is that when you get everything hooked up monitor-wise, like they normally do, they come in and balance and hook up to your systems to make sure everything's working, and you get the elevator.
Okay. Everything is hooked up, though.
No, it's not.
What are you missing?
Are you on with the fire alarm? Is it all connected? That they take the test that it goes to the fire alarm and all of that?
The district's coming with their switch, and it's going to be.
Okay, so
we have everything.
All right. Just like we do on every other school job. I don't know why this is different.
It's not different.
When you get it all ready, you let us know, and then you pay your bills, and the guy comes back. We've sent you letters on this, please. It's that simple.
The elevator.
The 3,000 as opposed to 4,000.
No, that's not even that.
Yeah, but that's for discussion too. It's not that. We do the work and then you hold this leverage. You'll storage on it because we didn't have the power. Before we had the 400.
But the elevator guy still has to come and do the rest of his work, correct?
All he's got to do is balance and test. That's
okay,
it.
Okay, so why can't he come
He
and do
can't
that?
Do that until all the systems are hooked up. He's sending you a letter today on what you need to do in order for him to come back, just like every job. I don't know why this has always got to be a fight with every damn thing.
Okay. All right.
Why don't you tell me exactly what he needs in writing?
Central station monitoring, Nancy.
Central station monitoring?
Yes.
Okay. What does that mean? You need a phone number? You need an IP address? What do you need?
Nancy,
when they test,
but
you know
what
we did
it
at Rye School, we did it at every school. Come on.
When the fire alarm test, that
ask to call Central Station. I understand all that. I've done it before.
Okay,
yeah,
so then
that's
what
he wants.
Come on, it's just like every other job.
I want to make sure I'm giving you what you want. So when I give it to you, you don't ask for something else. That's why.
Did the elevator installer provide a checklist of everything he needs?
Yes.
I sent our part and I sent it back to Piazza, so they have it. Yes, a week and a half now. I think.
Everybody has done their part. You just got to be hooked up. I don't understand what the issue is. Every school is the same thing, and then they balance, they tie it into the system, they check with all the monitoring things, and here's your key.
All right,
The problem is putting that to the side because we had conversations that the elevator was needed for school. No problem. They need it now. Michael's got 6 deliveries coming, and they're not gonna come unless they get compensated.
What is the? That's the 2,000.
No,
2,240.
If we'll cut to the chase.
Let's cut to the chase.
If you
all
need
this other shit is just nonsense.
Right. If you need the elevator for the furniture, which I've told them that we do.
Okay.
Because we know we do.
Right.
And the furniture's coming the first week in June, like it always was.
Right.
It's been coming the first week in June for like a month now. That's
Got
been
it.
Confirmed. They want if you want the elevator, we have to pay their elevator guys up.
Michael.
Because the operator, if we don't have it hooked up properly. Meaning if it's not tested,
what's an operator
adjusted.
Michael,
2,240.
Get to the point, and let's get to the point. All right, we are ready to turn our elevator over. Okay, but it has to be hooked up to the central monitor, just like every other job.
I guarantee if he sets foot here, he's not ready. There's
he's ready.
All over the
You're
place.
Gonna get a letter from them today.
Okay, walk it.
Their wires is part of their balancing and hooking up to what you have to hook up to. Stop.
Okay.
It's done every day, man.
Mean it.
Okay, what you want to do if you want the elevator? I don't want to get involved because if I have to put it on paper, it costs me money. Call them. Hey guys, can you do this for the school? What will it cost? I don't give a shit.
So the same thing
I don't give a shit.
It's $2,240.
Here's my question. I contacted our central monitoring people yesterday. So they are ready to tie in to the monitoring anytime.
Right.
So you know, we can have that.
But what about the checking for the smoke detector? You know how elevator company are. This is not me. It's them.
But we need the elevator guy for that.
Your words 20 seconds ago is this can't happen until it's on a central monitoring system.
Yep.
That little component I took care of yesterday.
Okay.
If there's more, then let's talk about that. The central monitoring I got.
Oh, that's all they need.
Nancy, you don't know what they need. You're going to get the letter. Nancy, you do this. We went through this at Rye and every other school.
Every school, because you guys use Schindler. Exactly. Every school.
Everybody uses Schindler now. Otis is outdated. He's done.
Okay. What's the difference?
Exactly.
Go ahead.
Mike, you're absolutely right. Okay. He's going to send a letter today. I'm going to give it to him. I'm going to call John.
They hooked up, they're saying, to the central monitoring.
Well, they didn't do that yet, but it's okay. ready to be done.
I understand, but look, how can I say it? This is the way these guys are, man. I don't need this fucking story. I couldn't give a shit about the elevator or anything about this school. I understand. But
Michael, let me just make it simple. The elevator will not be functional that week unless you have an operator.
Their operator.
Correct.
And for the whole week, it costs $2,200.
$2,240 per day.
Per day. Okay.
Gotcha. And that's from 7 to 3.
Gotcha.
That's it.
But now, see, this is why, man, what I talk about managing. Hey, if you call them and say, hey, guys, we're ready for this, can you balance and then come in? And then if we have just this, can you turn it over to us?
This is what I've been asking for.
No, Nancy.
Am I living on a different
Nancy,
planet?
Nancy, what he's saying. I've been on conversation. Without central station monitoring, without
you don't elevator have that
recall
yet.
And all that, they will not schedule
them. Elevator recall is done.
They will not schedule them.
But they have to have central monitoring in the next week or so. I'll work with the people, with Isaac and whoever I have to work with to get that up and running. ITG ties into the central monitoring for the burglar side. Yeah.
So once that's done, they can...
Oh, is this the fire side?
The central station... Once that's done, they can schedule their technicians. When I called them last, they were 2 to 3 weeks out, which would have brought them here the first week of June. They need a week to balance and get everything tested on their end.
To make sure your fire alarm works, your smokes work, if they check. That's it. Now, let me ask you another question. How big is the furniture boxes? Can we get it through a door, a window with the law? One of these windows that open up? How big are they?
No,
they're on pallets.
Probably pallets.
Okay, but how, if we break them down to pallets, open up that window, can we get them through the windows?
So wait. I don't know the answer to any
okay,
of that.
So let's find that out. Maybe we don't have to go through all of this bullshit with these people.
Well, the reason I think we need the elevator is I think the plan is that we're going to start to assemble and disassemble the pallets and everything in the cafeteria and then bring them up to specific spaces through the elevator. That was the initial plan. If it has to change because something's not going to be ready, then we'll do that. But right now, that's the plan.
Okay, so
it's not going to be ready unless you pay for them to have a guy here every day.
I'm really clear on what everybody's saying. Move on.
That's it.
Nice. No, it's not it, Nancy.
No, it is, Nick. I got it.
No, that's right. One part of it. We still owe them for storing the elevators.
Well, that's a whole other conversation.
Okay, did you understand? These guys will not turn over their elevator until they are paid in full. That's how they work. Normally, on a good job, everything is okay. We pay them, and we bill for it and get it back.
What's the change order for the storage?
I don't know, Mike. It was in months ago. We're talking about it was nine months ago.
Usually when somebody says, they know the amount.
Mike, what?
It's about 10 grand, Michael.
Okay, I don't know, Mike. All I'm doing right now is preparing my claim with my architects. That's it.
Okay.
That's all I care about.
That's clear. All right. So, I think I have all the information I need for the elevator stuff. Let's go.
All right. Next, regarding the gym flooring installation, Piazza stated all grinding was done as of today, and Atlantic Flooring performed moisture tests on Monday, and there is currently 87% humidity. Flooring will continue.
Stop. Okay, you failed to say the leveling test passed.
Oh, that was he's reading from before the meeting.
Moisture. You only turned you 2 units on Tuesday.
This is from 2 weeks ago.
Oh,
I'm
sorry.
Just going down the notes so everyone is on the same page here. Flooring will come with 6 to 7% moisture, and we'll need to get the humidity down in the building, and concrete needs to be below 85% moisture before installing. Atlantic Flooring performed a flatness test on Monday, 5/13, and 2 weeks from today, they will perform another moisture test. They are also recommended a heavy vapor barrier be installed. Final determination regarding vapor barrier upgrade will be made after results of the second moisture test reading. Flooring substated insulation should take 3 to 4 weeks.
Okay. That was our discussion 2 weeks ago.
That was our discussion yesterday with him. So we have to be at 80, what percent, 85?
I think he's got to be below 80.
Well, 85.
At 85, right? Okay, yep. So what are we at, 87?
That was 2 weeks ago. I don't know where it is right now.
You're supposed to be here today, 2 weeks, and to retest it.
To take the test?
Yeah.
Okay. Correct.
We'll find out today what the moisture is.
Are they here?
I'm sure they're here. I'm sure they've come, they come and go. Then they send it to us. But are all the units on? How many units are supposed to be running there? Two or four?
Four.
Who said four?
For what?
Yeah, who said
one
four?
For the gym.
Yeah, that's all you
one.
Need.
Okay. One unit. It's 59 degrees.
And the
what
basement.
About downstairs?
The basement's on too.
There's what?
That's for the basement.
I know.
It's 59 so we got degrees more. In the gym and 70% humidity.
Wait, I don't understand. Just go easy, all right?
It's on.
Yeah, the unit that's on there. We got to get the humidity out of there, okay?
So which is not my problem.
But it's on.
It's not my problem.
It's not my problem.
It's not my problem.
You did your job. You did your job.
For a second.
That's it. You did your job.
The humidity's at 70%. Is that not good or good?
I don't know.
Well,
it's not my issue.
That's
the air. So as the units were turned on Tuesday,
okay.
Tuesday's readings for the floor moisture was still at 90, 89,
yeah,
90.
It's going to take a little bit.
So it's going to take a good week and a half. We're going to retest after the units have been running for a week and a half. We're going to see what the floor humidity is then. And at that point in time, if it's proper to bring our floor in, the floor will come in.
Sounds like a plan.
Can I ask you a question, Jim? Is there a unit downstairs?
Yep, it's on.
Okay, now it's on.
Four
it was
downstairs.
On Monday.
Yeah. Okay, that's Jim.
It was on Monday.
I'm not blaming. There's no fault here in anybody, okay? All I'm telling you is that the humidifier, when we dehumidified, was at 53 degrees. And we dehumidified for a week.
Or percent relative humidity?
Relative, it was at 53, all right?
That's good. That's
the
good.
Problem is that we have the humidity from the slab downstairs. It's there. So if those units are on, then we'll see what that humidity is. Everything down there is done and painted. And you take it off and then figure out what you're going to do with the floor. It's beyond your control or mine.
Down there, it's going to be wetter than upstairs.
Oh, absolutely. But
down there?
Yeah.
Very nice.
Your office to down there.
Considering. It's a little cold.
It's a little bone chilling, but.
So, I mean, when that happens, it happens. The floor we can't play games with because you just can't play games with the floor because then it'll buckle and then it'll be my floor.
In one day.
No, no.
And you might not do it in 2 weeks.
No,
you
we
might
know,
not.
Jim, we know that. We've done this for 40 years, all right? I just got to do it right so it doesn't buckle because I'm sure it's going to buckle like it always does against the wall. You slice it out and put it back. That's got nothing to do with you or me. It's just the nature of the beast.
Well, the good thing is the unit's kicking. But I was going to say the A word, but you can't, right?
So, we just wait. The doors, our fans are running. They don't want to put dehumidifiers in the gym because that gives false readings later on, and you'll have a massive problem. So.
Okay.
All right.
the outside doors have to remain shut.
Oh, yes.
They're
thank
locked
you.
Right now.
Thank you.
They
I was going
to
say
have
that.
To have to.
We just got signs. We've locked them. We've unlocked them. And I came today, and the door was open. I mean,
I closed it this morning, and someone opens it with
open.
A bucket.
So,
it's hard to
open.
Monitor.
It's not my problem.
That's the contractor. Right?
It's hard
that's
to
monitor. That's everybody in the
somebody.
Building.
Well, they're letting them
it's
out
it's not
from
anybody.
The inside.
It's not one
and
person.
We could push on that door and let someone in. And we can't really do anything about that because that's
the
needless.
Doors have closers. Open it, walk in, and it closes. It's not difficult.
Yeah, but now that we're locking them, whoever sneaks out puts
they're
a bucket or a can.
They're not coming in from the outside, Nancy. It's from the inside they're pushing out.
Right.
Yeah. We have them locked.
All right, so, and...
Just spread the word to keep the doors closed behind them, for everybody. I've done
signage.
It.
Signage. We'll put some signage in, maybe some little question stuff, the yellow stuff, so they can still get out in an emergency, and they'll have to be really ballsy to break through that and get out.
Next, millwork we talked about. Talt stated 400 amp temporary service was removed at community building. Installation and programming of fire alarm in academic building is ongoing, but some doors are still not installed. Were those doors installed yet? Do you know?
No.
Oh, no.
Were those 3 doors that are missing?
Probably.
They found the 2 in the factory this morning.
Okay.
And he said he sent them out Friday morning.
All send them out.
Is it the two doors over by stair G?
No, those are on site. They're just not installed because of all the activity still there.
I agree.
It's a GC01 at the bottom of the link. Those two are at the factory.
Oh, okay.
They're coming Friday morning.
Okay.
Yep.
But there was, all
right,
yep.
Yeah, and there's some doors that are short. Not short, but they don't reach the door holder. Because the door knob, I guess.
That was addressed in the hardware schedule, and they were, if they need to have an extender put on, that's what they have to do.
So we spoke about that yesterday. We had a full walkthrough from 4 all the way down. 90% of the doors were more closed and hold up. Mm-hmm. Were there any plates in the boxes? Because we turned those over to you, the magnet holders.
Yeah.
Was there an extension cover or plate or anything? Because you're saying typically you get a couple shim packs in the boxes. I never looked to see if there's any in there.
I'll ask Al to see if...
Because that's all it needs. You just undo it and you put a little shim behind it.
That he hasn't put on yet, so I'm sure you can look at those boxes.
Okay, cool. Because if there's a little shim pack, it really needs a minor shim.
You have extra, exactly. You have extra boxes?
No, we actually turned the boxes over to you guys. Somewhere yesterday, I saw a few boxes on a floor, maybe on first floor. I did see it on first floor, towards the end by stair B. So I didn't look to see if there's shims there. But if there's shims, like the minor that aren't catching or need a little extra, maybe just shim it out here. Whether it be on the door part or on the wall part.
I'll have them look at it.
And if you need some shims, let me know if we need a couple shims, and I'll get them from Arch Mills, see if he'll provide us something.
How's the testing of the fire alarm and PA stuff going?
Fire alarm is done.
So, can I ask a question, Jose? So we could start monitoring that immediately?
The fire alarm?
If you wanted to.
There's a couple of troubles. One is for the fire pump, because the fire pump still is not on.
But I think
on.
We can still monitor to bypass the trouble, right?
Okay.
Well, you could silence the panel.
It's going to be beeping all the
time.
Right.
It'll be beeping. But,
so what do we need to get that trouble?
The fire pump needs to, be turned on.
We
got to
start up the fire pump.
But we have to do...
When's the commissioning of that?
We can't do start up the fire pump until the generator startup is done. But you can't do the generator startup until the muffler gets
done. No, well, Jim and I had a conversation, but I called...
couple of days.
I called Cummins to put us on a schedule to do the startup.
Okay, so is it safe to say that if I got my monitoring people here, they might need to talk to you a little bit, but that we might be able to monitor starting Monday of next week? We could monitor, it'll be annoying, right? Is that what you're saying?
Probably.
And we could always put it on test once we're monitoring, so we can.
Well, I'm not sure about Monday. It'll be more towards the end of the week.
Okay. So why don't you communicate directly with me when that's possible?
Okay.
Thank you.
And we're going to get a full report once it's fully tested?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We need that for the CO.
What about PA?
PA they're still working on. And the clock, once they get the internet, which, again, by the end of next week.
Yeah, he's coming with switches. He's been in and out of here, Scott, with stuff. In the MDM closet, Nielsen.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's for what?
Everything.
For fire alarm?
To get internet for the elevator, to get internet for all the other stuff.
That's not ready yet either.
That'll be ready by the end of next week.
It's all together.
So the end of next week sounds like the new...
A lot, correct. Okay. We just got the fiber patch panels, came in
all right, so
this
then
morning.
Let's shoot
so
for...
First week in June?
Unfortunately, let's shoot for... Monday is the 27th. Let's shoot for monitoring on June 3rd.
Okay.
And that will, and then by then we can possibly resolve this elevator company issue with money and we'll be in good shape.
So Well, Mike, well, you're putting in the furniture, okay? I want to know the rooms that you're going to be doing. So I buff out the room, right? And then you just go in there and put in your furniture, and the doors are locked.
Sounds great.
Okay? I don't know what you're going to do with these shelves. I guess you
what do you,
you
mean
got.
What are you going to do with the shelves?
Well, I don't know where they want to put them in.
What shelves?
What do you mean?
The shelves. Oh. Oh, you mean just
yeah.
The
you mean the clips?
Do we care?
Yeah, but.
Do we do that?
What height?
The teachers normally adjust them.
Right, they normally put it everywhere. We leave the clips there and then you put them where you want.
They put some of them in already.
Are the clips there? You guys, you can handle that, right, Joe?
Yeah.
If they
want to put the clips in now and then we can adjust when teachers come in, that's up to them.
Okay.
Yeah, I would put them in just to prove that it all works.
Yes.
Yeah, put them in halfway.
Put them all mid-height.
Mid-height.
Oh, okay. Put the clips in halfway. Yeah. Okay. So when you get in, you say, Nick, I'm going to do room 102, whatever, first.
I don't think it's going to go that way because they're getting 6 tractor trailers of furniture.
Okay, so how do you want to work it?
I can tell you how we're going to work it.
All right. You coordinate, and you're the manager. Coordinate how we're going to do it.
You know what? You figure it out.
As the trailers...
I'm going to figure it out.
Oh, my God, stop. As the trailers come in, we're going to... Like I said, our assembly area will be in the cafeteria. So then we're going to start on the fourth floor.
Okay. That's what we're going to do.
Once we assemble...
We figured it out, man. Don't worry about it.
That's the plan.
Okay.
That's the plan. Now, if Savin knows something that I don't know, then I'll discuss that with them.
Okay.
Well, then we don't have to discuss it.
You'll know on the day.
Talk at the last meeting, you also said you needed the locations for emergency push buttons and panel for the gas. Did you get that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Done?
We don't have wire diagrams for them, though.
So you need wire diagrams.
No idea what to...
Push button shut off
your gas. No idea what to wire.
That should have come with the actual equipment.
It's in the ASCO panel. It's
in
the
there?
Panel.
Okay.
Yeah. It's in my office.
And it's going to be surface mounted?
Yes.
Okay.
Ron's getting a back box for it, so it's finished.
Yes.
Okay. Nancy, do you have any update on Lombardo stuff? Anything that he was waiting on? They're not here, so.
Wire diagram.
I think he's still waiting for the ADA sink in the tech room, but that was a change anyway.
This is back and was approved.
What else did he have? Yeah, I mean, his sprinkler guy is waiting to do the fire pump startup. He's kind of on standby until we get everything else wrapped up. So once the generator startup is done, then he can do his fire pump because the fire pump to be able to kick on the generator and all that fun stuff. So he has his startup on standby.
All right, next, J&M. Fin tube covers are all on. Building needs to be sealed up better. And J&M also to schedule climate for startup. So that's...
The building needs to be sealed up better.
That was from 2 weeks ago. That was before we started up the units. That was him telling us we're going to start up the units, but we got to see, you know, talking about like the doors, keeping the door shut, stuff like that. Jim, any issues?
You haven't done those covers this week?
You know what? I saw two in the shop this morning.
They're all over the place.
What are they doing here? Oh, they got to be cut down. So.
Okay.
We're still working on it. Hopefully okay. Done by the end of the week. Let's see this week.
Yeah.
And Climb has been already all scheduled for startup, right?
They've got more than half the systems started by the end of today, 3/4, I'm hoping.
They're not leaving. They're staying until they're done.
Yes. I anticipate there's going to be a couple of problems. I'll have to come back.
Mm-hmm.
Two weeks from now, hard to say.
Okay.
Mostly DRF.
And there was no issues with the fire dampers, Jim?
No.
Okay. Regarding the plenum shaft, are we doing anything with this pump or no? Or can I stop talking about it? Or what are we doing? Anybody know?
And it was an automatic pump.
J&M did that, right?
Non-automatic with all the debris and dirt that was in there. It just kept going, so we unplugged it. But we did get the water out.
But the water's out.
So
does the pump us from the walk to?
I understand that. So moving forward, though, Jim, should we then not have one that's submerged? Should we just go down there and pump it when it
you should never get water in there. Awkward situation.
Right.
That may have been residual water.
Okay.
We did find some in the duct because it was all the way up. It was at 10 inches of 12 a month ago, and it was all the way up.
All right, so I guess we'll keep an eye on it for next month or so. All right.
It could be groundwater, it could be.
It's not on Redford, it should be fine.
When the building's flooded.
Thank you.
All right. Anything else going on in the field? Is anybody waiting on anything that we haven't discussed?
Yeah, I'm waiting for Brian. You sent a letter on these whiteboards, all right? You got to get the letter today, okay? If you screw into the door, you lose the warranty. If you glue, you lose the warranty because they say it could affect the veneer. So just tell me what you want to do. If you want to just get the frame and we screw it on, fine. It's a $1,200 item. I just need to know what you want to do.
What's $1,200?
The boards.
But I thought the door guy said he didn't want that because of...
The door guy has nothing to do with it. It's kind of part of his door.
What warranty? The fire rating?
No. It's a stupid thing that a manufacturer... If you screw into this door... You lose the warranty. If I glue the whiteboard onto it, the skin, the glue could take the veneer off.
No, but what would we warranty against? Warping?
I have no idea.
What would be the warranty for? Warping.
Yeah, I mean, he was going to send you a letter, right?
Yeah, I should have that today.
Okay.
The letter's going to say if we screw in, then
right.
We don't have
what happens warranty. Is if
so
the
board, let's decide that
if you then. Take that board and you screw it on here,
what do you want to do?
This may not be able to... Hold the weight correctly, and it'll slide. Nanny, it's not funny. I got to get it done.
No, I understand.
You just think everything you do, but it's not coming out of your pocket.
How bad do you need the whiteboard on the door?
Why not put it here?
It was on the door, so not bad at all.
It was,
put it on the wall right next
to it. Put it on the wall.
So what do we have, a framed whiteboard? Is
that just like the ones in the hallway. We just can't put them in, boom.
Is it just one for each side?
Yeah.
There's 20 of them, so I don't know where they go exactly.
One on each side.
One on each side.
So
on the outer part of the
room. How would we mount them on the wall if we decided to do that?
We would mount them like all the other ones.
Well,
like,
I have two sitting right there.
Well, there's none in here. Bad example.
So how would you mount that on any wall?
They come with clips.
They come with the clips. There's four clips on the thing.
Yeah.
You put two 90 clips on the bottom, two on the top.
How about we locate places next to the doors to put them?
They come with these clips right here.
All right, Michael. Let's not put them on the doors. Let's put them next to the doors, and
so
we'll locate a place to put them next to the doors.
That's
it. There's 20 locations.
It's at every sliding.
It's on. It would be on. So one would go there, and in that classroom, I think would be on the opposite side.
So the
side.
Only decision is with whether we want them on the left or the right. There's wall space.
You want that size 3'6"? You want it that
so
big?
Oh, so you want it there because that door moves, right?
Correct.
So you want it,
so you
the
want it there.
You're always going to want it to the left of the non-moving.
Yep.
To the left of the non-moving door.
Okay, Michael. So let's just get him here.
Okay, here.
3'6"?
No, that's
backwards. For Al
Street. The 3'6" by 6'8", right?
We were working on the lighter. So
that was the
for the
whole door.
Now we'll just go back to this.
So what size do we want then?
What size? What?
You're 3'6", I think, right?
3 by 6.
3 by 6.
Whatever we bought, we don't want anything extra.
Okay, so you want 3'6" by 6'8", whatever it was. Whatever.
I think it's 3 by 6 foot.
Yeah, 3 by 6.
3 feet wide by 6 feet high.
3 by 6 or 3'6" by 6"?
3 by 6.
3 by 6, so let's go. 1, 2, 3. And you mount them.
Done.
That's it. That's what we're waiting for.
Okay.
You order the adjustable hardware, those little pieces that are missing, or don't latch crap and all that?
The collars came this morning. He's already installing them.
Good. So?
What do they say? Occupied or unoccupied? No.
That's
going to
fix.
That's going to get fixed.
Okay.
It should say
but
locked.
It's going to say what?
Locked
or unlocked.
All right.
Yeah, I went through this morning. I gave him this list this morning. He had him saying vacant, or occupied.
Right.
But he has how many doors to change?
Yeah.
Yep. So that'll get taken care of.
All right. I'm going to jump down here to permit requirements. SiteWorks' permit expired last week.
He updated it this morning.
Oh, he did?
Yep. Yep. Jeff has a copy of it.
Okay, great. You'll send that out when you get it?
Sure. Cool. Yep. I'll double check.
Okay. I'm going to get to check this. Construction observations. Piazza still need... I'm not even going to talk about this. CO regarding bulletin 20 for curb and sidewalk per SKA currently nice. Being revised.
All done already.
Oh, good.
Yeah, that's why I didn't even want to talk about it. You guys are working on Radford now.
Radford coming around Van Cortlandt doing yeah. curbs.
Anything new for construction observations?
Well, we mentioned the lock unlocked on all the doors, so we're not going to do any punch list on hardware until that's all remedied, all right?
What about the toilet room doors, hardware?
It's we went through yesterday. It's all
that miscellaneous.
It's all coming out.
Yeah, and another thing on the ceilings is like when we have inside corners, like you can see right there, we see
that needs a little tune up. Yeah.
Yeah. Those are not going to be on a punch list until they're fixed because they exist on a lot of corners throughout. Okay.
I'll have them just double check.
The tabs look good.
Awesome.
That worked out well.
Yep.
What corners? Those corners?
Right there.
Well, you see that's like a little unsightly. Maybe the piece of tile is missing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's got to just tune it up a little.
Well, there's no corner there. Okay. All right.
Yep.
You're right. That's that.
Okay.
And we're assuming that, as was confirmed before the meeting, that the final cleaning that's done on 4 and 3, there's going to be another final cleaning of the floors.
4, 3, and 2, final cleaning is done. We are going to go in and then buff the floors. And when you guys, these floors, like you don't have to, they don't wax every year.
This is LVT, right?
Right.
Doesn't wax at all.
So that's why what I'm trying to say to you, Mike, I want to go ahead of you. If you're saying you're going to hit the fourth floor first, I'll buff the fourth floor up next week. And then this way you can put the furniture on there. Or is it too soon?
Give me till the end of today.
That's fine. This way, well, once we buff it out, you got the room. We're done. That's it.
That would be stupid. The ideal is to do that. So I don't know how it's their logistics.
Mike, is SED coming here to do an inspection?
No.
No? Good.
What do you mean good?
But the big five, believe it or not, the big five in my last meeting with them, you guys know what the big five is?
Yes.
Okay, the big five is five school districts in the state of New York. Help me, Russ. It's Syracuse, Buffalo,
Rochester,
New York City, and Yonkers.
Okay.
That's the big five. And they're going to come down to look at the building. But I think that's just for them to look at the building.
Okay.
That's because they're jealous and they want
right.
it.
Okay.
Do you have...
SED has the right to do sort of random inspections.
Okay.
In 38 years, I've seen about two job sites ever. But the ones you got to worry about is getting him to sign off on your electrical work inspector.
Okay.
Yeah, so the design professionals act as building inspectors.
Because SED was at Blindbrook, but there was a lot of issues up there.
Blindbrook, they had illegally issued COs.
Correct.
People
they opened up without having the correct. That's correct.
Yeah.
Well, I saw
the fire alarm was one of the issues.
Yes, it was.
That's why we need...
Oh, you have it. No, there was an issue because they opened up without having the correct paperwork for the fire alarm. And then SED got... Correct.
People
got fired. Blindbrook.
Oh, Blindbrook. Mm-hmm. Thank you. We did the takeover there, which Apicella said he never heard of us. Meanwhile, he paid us a ton of money to take over.
Yeah, no, it was.
Yeah, but Russell sent that paperwork.
It was a mess.
Yeah.
All right, let's move along.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we put them on a portal. The school is now on the portal. So so I think.
All right, next topic is submittals. Brian, I got a couple of submittals for you. Wood Athletic Flooring, looks like the proposed game lines, logos, and colors. And it looks like it got resubmitted on 5/16.
It did.
Okay, can we, Brian, can you dump, is there a pickleball on this?
Yes.
Okay, we need to, when that floor goes down, you need to go out there with the flooring guy, right? And you literally need to slap the lines, because with this pickleball thing now, a lot of shit gets thrown off by an inch, a half inch. So if you say, no, I'll go off your plan, but later on I don't, you know, because the pickleball confuses the lines. It's...
Do we have a line?
I think we only have basketball and volleyball. I'll double check.
Oh, right. If you don't have pickleball, then we...
You do have pickleball.
No, they do.
We've got the inserts for it.
The inserts are in.
Yeah, no, I don't think we have the lines for it.
But yeah, I think...
Yes. That's what you said, I'm sorry.
Correct.
The line schematic.
I think you're right. I don't think the lines are on there. It's just the sleeves.
Just the sleeves. Okay.
So just double check that, because it's always a pain in the neck.
Sure.
The submittal was only volleyball and basketball.
Mm-hmm. Right. There was no pickleball. There was no pickleball submittal on there. No.
And then the other one, Brian, was for grass, turfs and grasses, substitute plant, specified one not available.
You just called. They're listening to us.
I don't know which one.
Oh, it was one of the trees. They couldn't get the bushes, yeah.
It doesn't say.
But didn't...
That was submitted a couple weeks ago now.
No, but...
And
site was going to go there and pick whatever they want then.
Yeah, they were going to go with SiteWorks.
Oh,
yeah.
We never got it back.
Oh.
No, but the plantings, they what was agreed was...
Oh, okay, because...
They were going to go to...
Hodgegravel
and pick whatever they wanted.
Okay. Good. So that was approved, but it never formally came back. Mm. Yeah. No, first I'm hearing of it, but as long as they know... Just
we're
get
gonna
it
get
back
whatever.
Record.
Well, I don't know off the top of my head what that submittal says.
No, I'm just.
It's some kind of bush. They couldn't get this, so they said, "What do you want?" And so they're gonna go pick what they want.
Yeah.
Don't look
at it. It's gonna die anyway when the dogs piss on it.
Right.
Okay.
They have air conditioning here, right?
Yes.
It's on right now.
How come our schools that might pay $65,000 a year taxes don't have air conditioning?
What does that mean?
The Yonkers got it. I don't understand.
This is a brand new building.
Yeah, we have 29 buildings that don't have air conditioning. What district are you talking about? Lewisboro?
No.
Well, it used to be in Lewisboro.
Mount Pleasant.
That one, Mount Pleasant.
Lewisboro now is going to have air conditioning.
Right? Yeah.
Well, Chapman brought down their budget yesterday.
They did?
Bid yesterday.
Wow.
Yep.
That's unusual.
It
usually
is.
They're very... Where we are, it's yes.
We've done spending in Chappaqua, I think.
Wow.
No, never.
Did you get voted down?
Yeah, she said they voted down the budget
last night.
They did.
I'm surprised.
And then, I still got...
really get a lot of work done.
I still got a few submittals...
Oh, I'm sorry.
Needed for... Oh, no problem. Needed from Piazza.
I'm not giving them to you.
Aluminum cage ladder and mesh panel calculations.
The mesh... I don't... Okay.
Calculations.
Didn't we just send the calculations on that?
No.
The aluminum ladders don't have a calculation.
We don't have aluminum ladders here.
But the galvanized ladders have a calculation.
Your cage ladder calculations, if that makes you feel better, Joe.
Yes, it makes me feel better.
Cage ladder calculations.
That's what was marked up.
I will remove the word aluminum.
Okay. Quick cage.
Wood Athletic Flooring, game lines, logos, colors. I don't know why that comes up here.
No, we just talked about it. It's been
toilet compartment and accessories.
That was a resubmit for record, I think.
And you got toilet compartment and accessories.
Same.
That's a resubmit for record.
Well,
only.
You guys submitted a cover sheet with nothing.
So we talked about toilet paper and everything, not all those things for the bathrooms.
Nothing's
really. What about the sinks in the classrooms?
Nope. That was submitted earlier this month.
Yeah, that's...
I know that.
March.
That's what we talked about.
Okay.
Oh, I know what that is.
I'm inclined to say maybe we don't need it. But, and then just... Relies on the teachers, I guess, to bring in a
Okay, Chris, I got it.
You got the submittal.
Typically,
you're going to be bombarded.
Joe.
You got the letter from Schindler, Joe.
What do you think, Nick?
There's no soap dispensers in there?
No, not for the classroom.
None for the classrooms. We just noticed this the other day. There's no reason for nothing.
It's on the teacher supply list. They get the little pump ones and the paper towels and all that stuff.
I'm inclined to go in that direction until they totally bitch, and then we can just do it afterwards. What do you think, Brian?
That's what I would
think. Is Piazza giving us basketballs for the gym?
Yeah, whatever you need, man.
All right. So
money's not an issue with me.
Yeah. Okay.
We're going to get the new Clark basketballs.
We can put our names on it.
I just
have
my inheritance,
Matt,
so I'm good.
Piazza on the basketball.
We could put our,
also,
put our thing on there.
Also, the one last submittal was the acoustical panel ceiling. You guys, the anchors do not comply. KGD asked for you guys to submit product info for the clip mounting.
I did.
They resubmitted that, and I think the problem was it was under a different submittal.
Okay.
So it keeps coming up. That's the problem, is nobody knows how to upload anything.
All right.
Well, speaking of those panels, somebody needs to go look at them because they're dirty.
The white one?
Yeah.
Where are those panels?
Music.
Third floor.
So whoever threw up the dirty hands.
Next topic is RFIs. There is three open RFIs. We got this electrical RFI still open, 416.
That was sent to Talk yesterday, so hopefully we're moving it in the right direction.
Permanent service was submitted to Con Ed.
It was permanent, right?
Mike.
Permanent service has been submitted to Con Ed with the load letter and the sketch.
So
the RFI should be settled. You know what we're doing.
This is for the playground?
Yes.
Are they removing the existing service?
The temporary service will be removed, yes.
Okay, because whatever was sent out yesterday doesn't say
that. Yeah, that just shows the new. I'll follow up in writing.
And there's another electrical RFI. It's 429, mechanical unit wiring. It looks like it just needs to be pushed through.
What is it?
Mechanical units wiring, number 429.
What is
Is that EC?
Yeah.
That's
yes.
Not the ASCO switch, is it?
EC.
No.
EC 429, mechanical unit wiring. Submitted last week.
Oh, there's an exhaust fan that's in the...
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, there's an exhaust fan that's in the basement of the community building that... shows for it to be a single phase, and there's a three-phase unit that was installed.
Oh, is that the air curtains?
And the other one is the air curtains, right.
One with the
so it's two things. One is the...
Oh, that's right. You're right. So that was responded to? You just push it through? Okay.
Oh, okay.
That's what that
was. But for each RFI, I submitted a solution for it. So...
Great.
A suggestion, but so it should
yeah,
take
like
that long.
It looks like VGA responded to it, but I don't know.
All right,
that,
okay.
And then we got one from Piazza. It's for number 430, and that's confirmed the base color in the stairs.
They have it. It's gold.
There's an RFI open. I don't know. Just
don't
go.
Don't ask questions, Chris.
It was resolved.
We're just people here.
I'm just.
We don't know what we're doing.
I just print things off the computer. I'm not sure what
care.
I'm doing. Okay.
I don't care.
Next topic is new items. Fire stopping inspection. That's going to take place soon, so I'm pretty sure...
Yeah, just to close it out. I think everybody's done.
But just in the meantime, make sure your fire stopping is done at the community building because that inspection is going to take place after.
We're going to schedule them both for the same day. So.
Piazza was to provide a remaining work at the playground area, provide an update on the remaining work.
If you recall, during the meeting, I said I would not provide that.
Not provide what?
The remaining work when Pepin asked for it.
Why?
Of the playground?
Yeah. He wanted it, and I said, once I have all my answers, I'll put the schedule together.
Oh, what, you mean what, the sketch that was just issued?
Yeah, once I have all the answers.
Is that about the elevations?
Yes.
Back in the playground and
SK. Hour,
right?
Well,
eight,
now,
nine.
Yeah.
Nine.
Excuse me?
The power, right? The
pole. Relocation the pole. Of the pole and all that.
I would just...
I thought it was nine.
I would just call Connors and talk Con, assuming he would
you
be doing...
that sound like that's so easy to do, but...
it's easier for them to come and disconnect.
And just disconnect and be out of the way, and then SiteWorks could do what they got to do, and then we could coordinate with him what he has to do for the new 100 amps.
But Jeff's using power out of that. Panel.
So we need a 100 amp panel there. What do we need it for again?
There's lights and
there's an electric gate. Yeah.
Let's
do it.
You're going to have some security cameras probably out there right now.
No?
No? Card reader?
They didn't. No security cameras. No card reader.
Wow.
The millwork above the stage, they gave the sample. You guys gave the sample to KGD?
I'm sorry, the what?
Millwork above the stage, the sample was provided.
I think Joe gave it to Andrew for the trim.
He's matching it.
Right?
That's what you're talking about?
Yes.
Yeah, that's being matched.
Yes.
Okay.
We ordered another sample, Brian. That's why we didn't stop by you. Fran beat me to it.
Yeah. Regarding ITG and security items.
Oh, yes.
Go ahead. Tall stated that ITG mentioned the ADA doors need to be commissioned.
Yeah, I don't know why you said that, by the way. Jose.
That's what Isaac sent an email saying that they need to be commissioned.
Okay. I think I forwarded that email to you yesterday, which was somewhat related to the ADA button wiring to the operator. So can we revisit that after this meeting? Minus.
And just a quick question. Quick question regarding the playground,
yes.
Which kind of Joe just brought it up. No camera and no card reader?
No.
What?
Okay.
So
the playground. No cameras and no card reader.
It doesn't show any.
No okay. So how's the gate going to go up and down?
We have a junction box going there.
Yeah.
We're
gonna but it's going to make it go up and
there's
down.
No security cameras in the playground area?
No.
Didn't it call for a card reader?
A card reader to open the gate?
Yeah.
Reader.
Is there? On the security drawing?
Let us check that because we might want to throw a camera. I'll work with ITG, I guess.
Yeah.
We might want to throw a camera in there.
Is there a camera on the face of the building? You can see the
community building? Yes,
is there
going to
be a fence?
I don't know if it's going to...
6 foot high.
Yeah. Oh, it's higher than that.
The fence?
Oh, the fence, yeah.
No.
So then the camera might be able to see it. I mean, because that's where you're going to get some liability questions if somebody gets hurt on the playground, I would imagine. We'll work it out. Go on.
So someone will give direction to Tall to get that 400 amp disconnected?
There.
Yeah, the direction is call Con Ed.
Got to put in a change order. That's joined yesterday.
It's the French.
Okay.
So it's a change order.
Piazza, Savin reminded you guys that your kitchen stub still needs to install your ANSEL system and do startup.
I think there was a request for a meeting, but I think it got resolved, so they're working on it. Right?
Yeah, there was.
Yeah. Ben was here yesterday from Culinary Depot from the kitchen
mm-hmm.
equipment.
Who does the ANSEL system install for you guys?
It's through Culinary Depot. Culinary
yes.
Depot. And they were on site yesterday. He just wanted to verify whether all the electric was complete on the hoods and the cooler boxes. If you could answer me yes, it is complete, he will be scheduled next week to come back and finalize. And he's just got a couple little skirts to put around the hoods.
Yep.
Minor touch-ups. The light was on site for the cooler. You told
Al
yesterday. Thank you. So just minor.
Okay.
The fire. I remember the fire suppression contractor sub to Culinary Depot had a couple of questions.
He kept asking who he should submit his stuff to.
So that's the question I had. Who is your fire suppression sub?
It's
Campbell,
a
Interstate.
I'll get you that answer.
Yeah,
I don't remember.
Yeah, yeah. It's a sub through him.
It's Metro Fire.
Is it George?
Metro Fire.
Metro.
Metro, that's George.
Yeah.
Metro Fire. Because he kept trying to find out who to submit his stuff to the city. He said, you don't submit anything to the city. It's a state ed job. So he just has to come, do his checklist, and schedule the testing. He's got to make sure Tolt's got everything wired up.
Well, that's
right. Yeah, he has to come back, and then Tolt's got to wire everything into that, too, for fire alarm.
You don't.
Some coordination that needs to be.
Maybe I'll get Ben back down here, and you could just coordinate with.
Well, Zach, can you find out from Al where he
did
all that kitchen stuff?
I think that Ben installs the ESO system.
It is.
He doesn't charge it.
No, his sub charges it, I believe, yes.
But all the hookup electrically for it to turn on goes to him.
Correct. So it's just maybe a small gap. We just have to get Ben and he did. He was here yesterday, and he asked if it was all hooked up.
I think there's some internal wiring that's got to get done by them.
Yeah. It goes the low voltage, that the wiring that goes to their panel, that they do that.
Maybe he does. Okay. No. I'll have Ben meet with Al on site, and we'll just...
Yeah, because he's got to install that little pull station.
The emergency shutoff, whatever, all that belongs.
Who's the sub?
I don't remember, but they just said Metro.
I think they said Metro Fire. The guy's name is George.
But
through
Culinary Depot, it's a sub of his.
Okay.
I'll get Alan. You guys.
Yeah, because we just did that over at Amerindic High School, and there was some internal wiring that they had to do.
That they did.
The low voltage, yeah.
All right. Also, last meeting, Savin stated there was open issues regarding doors and hardware. Fire doors near the library are hitting the wall.
Oh, Todd is going to come back and fix that, right?
He is aware of it, yes.
All bathroom hardware.
Simulation desk, vestibule.
I know exactly what Tyler needs to do. Yes, he's aware. I sent him an email yesterday.
Is he coming?
He didn't respond to my email yesterday. He'll be back.
Got some grouting to do in the kitchen.
Behind the fridge, yes, I'm aware of it.
All bathroom hardware is still not installed. Data closet doors, wiring harness are missing from the second to the fourth floor.
Bathroom hardware is complete.
Where's that one?
The single bathroom. We talked
about
that. Oh, the door hardware. Yeah. Yes, that was all resolved yesterday. It's ordered, it's coming.
Sorry.
Yep. I thought you meant like...
The harness was for the data closet doors.
That's all being resolved. That's all.
Stair C fire doors need the closers adjusted to 180 degrees.
That was discussed yesterday as well.
Basement doors missing hardware per bulletin 7-7. Savin also stated window shade stub was on site last week and mentioned an issue with the pre-K doors and window shades, but did not provide specifics. Piazza to follow up. Do you know anything about that?
I do. I'd like to look at it now that I'm back with everyone who looked at it when I wasn't here.
Do we know what the issue
thanks.
Is?
Thanks. No, I just need to know where you want the shade mounted.
Okay.
I believe it's just going to cover the transom window. It's
that's
not going to come down in front of the door.
Of course not.
Yeah. That's it.
So that would make about? Sense.
A little shorty.
Yeah.
What are we talking about?
That's it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
If it's that's easy. All it is, then put it in.
Okay, then.
Yep.
Next.
Savin asked at the last meeting.
Why is it a long shade, then, that goes to the floor?
We're going to cut it in half or in thirds. You're going to get a little pee-pee one that just comes out a tiny bit.
Yeah.
That's
okay.
It.
Savin asked for an update on the fences and gates for the permanent.
First week of June. First week, no, the 11th.
What's that?
The fencing. Perimeter fencing.
Well, there's three different types of fence.
That's
which fence are we talking about?
The
decorative?
The decorative fence in the courtyard ships the 10th, should be by the 11th or the 12th.
Okay, so cladding components should be out of there by then.
Correct.
You said the 10th, Joe?
Ships 11, the 10th. The
yeah.
11th
and 12th
goes up against that house. That chain link fence.
That's...
Blizzard.
That's almost ready to go. I have a question for Brian with the automatic door closure, which I was going to review with him afterwards.
And then the picket, the iron picket, whatever you want to call it.
Steel picket.
Thank you.
That's the Magnum fence, or that's
no. The Maglin fence is the one in the the picket fence is the one in the front here.
That's Blizzard.
Yeah, Blizzard. Right. And the manufacturer was coming out last week to do the final measurements because of the radius one. Because we can't bend that one. That has the manufacturer has to do that at the shop. So I'll get back to you on that one,
okay,
Chris.
Piazza, you were also supposed to provide an update on the interior signage for the classrooms and offices.
The remainder of the interior signage should be here soon. The Mulberry's waiting for a change order.
Mulberry, yesterday's letter that she
Nancy
did.
Nancy and I are just, there's a math error. We'll get back to you today.
Okay, but her contract work should be done by tomorrow, she said. Correct?
No, she wanted the change order, so she comes back one time.
Okay.
Well,
okay.
It's clean, so.
Yeah.
How's the plaque?
The plaque,
It's not changing anything.
Plaque is ready.
I could do another change if I was allowed.
It's too late. It's too late.
Yeah, what is the lead time on that, anyway?
It's here.
It's here.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh, right. Can I see it?
It's not, it's, when I say it's here, it's.
I got
you. Ava has it.
She's not bringing it until she gets her change order.
I got you.
Okay, we also, all right, we talked about the sliding doors. Piazza had a request on a dewatering claim. I believe that's all taken care of and...
That's closed down.
Yeah. I just signed your payment yesterday for that. KGD stated the building is not ready for punch list. We've already discussed that. And last, Piazza also wanted to request a change order meeting with YPS.
There's a lot of change orders got to get paid, man. A lot of change orders. Don't just say, don't approve them. I put into my claim. I don't care. I'm not going to lose, so I got no way of losing here.
We'll give them a last look for sure.
Yeah, but you got to get the one for the, you got to get the one for the site guy.
108, 109, 108 and 109.
No, and also the T&M, that's over $500,000.
108, 109, which is the T&M work for the utility work, the site work. Is the oldest one out for site work.
It's Artie, right?
Yes. Yep. That's the utility
and the new ones that he put out. We can't finish our contract work.
And the next scheduled meeting is June 5th. I'll go around now. If anybody has anything new to add, they can do so. Nick, you got anything that you didn't talk about already?
No.
So we scheduled
a meeting. Let's get ready to rumble. Let's see.
Fran, you got anything?
No, thank you.
Mike?
Scheduled
a
meeting.
Yeah, real quick. Let's talk about the furniture delivery on June 1st. Are the rooms going to be around June 1st-ish? You're saying fourth floor, correct?
He's going to get back to us today. So.
Around. To today. Will those rooms be punched out before you start moving furniture in the rooms?
Let me speak.
I didn't. Well, I'm ahead of you. So as soon as I say that.
That's a good one.
So that's a question. So we'll put a little check mark there. And then the other thing for the playground site, these lighting poles, we need a schematic on the J-bolts that go in so we could pour those. We'd like to pour those once we string our curb lines. I know we just got elevations yesterday. We want to string our lines, dig our holes, set the concrete piers, get the J-bolts in, and then we pour our curbs.
I should be able to get the pattern and the anchor bolts by Monday.
By Tuesday. Perfect. Excellent.
All right.
Okay,
so speaking
that's
of,
good.
Hold on. This goes along the same line. Do we have
that.
A
okay.
dimension on where these light poles go, or they're just scale in the drawing?
Okay. Better.
Which I really hate doing.
That's great.
Yeah, we'll have them.
Okay.
Yep. So at least we're...
Because SiteWorks is going to need to know exactly where...
Exact locations, go. And then where the new... Where the power is going to be coming from, where the new location for your pole went,
yep.
or
has
new
that.
Service. We just need to hopefully dig that up so we get the conduits in. Before we dig for the playground equipment. So
you're not going to go with your conduits like from A to B. You're going to go...
We're going to go from one light to the other to the other.
And lighting
not
poles.
Playground.
That. And that.
Okay. That was easy.
And that's
else?
It. And just I just need a little bit of time with Brian, please, after the meeting.
On?
Pick an expansion joint so we get the correct ones you like.
Okay.
And a couple things on some railings in stair A. so we could get that resolved. The extra railings at the windows, I
guard
just
rails.
Just guardrails.
Got it.
We can just go over that with Joe and myself real quick.
That's it. Thank you, sir.
Next.
Russ?
So next week we're going to start punch listing the classrooms only on floors 4 and 3. Carters are not ready without the lockers.
Russ, the quarters are ready, Russ. It's just the lockers. Come on.
Yeah, well, we want to do this punch list orderly, and we want to do 3 different site visits and get the whole punch list done. You can't come here a dozen times. So for the academic building. So it's going to be 4 and 3 classrooms, remainder of the academic building, and the exterior.
So what about the corridors on 3 and 2?
Yeah, that'll be the remainder. When we do the floors 2 and 1 are done, we'll come do the rest of the interior.
So
if you see something noticeable in the corridor, if you could note it. I understand what you're saying.
We're already doing that because we noted the locks and the ceiling cuts, which exist in a lot of locations. And I think they're on a pathway to be fixed already. So that's the plan.
Does that include electrical?
No, that's a general construction list only. We need BGAs can do their own punch lists, and we're going to weigh in on the mechanical electrical. But you need to tell us when you're done, and I think the fire alarm certificate is the most important thing. And then we can schedule electrical, and plumbing and HVAC are different. I think you probably can start plumbing, right?
He hasn't asked for one, but...
Yeah, but it's the same guy who's going to do HVAC, and we really need to see the thing balanced.
That's right. We'd like to have a balancing report if you could, Jim.
We're working on that, right?
See where we're at.
But preliminaries, do you want to see them?
Sure.
They don't look bad.
Okay. So, yeah, we want to have an idea of whether there's anything major before we come over here. So.
That's it, Chris. Thank you.
Thank you. Brian? Al? Michael?
No.
Nancy?
I need Michael after the meeting.
Okay.
And Al.
Jim?
I'm good.
Thank you, sir. Nick?
I'm good.
George?
No, I'm good, thank you.
Joe?
Good.
Good.
Good. Paul?
Nothing.
All right, thank you, everybody.
I only have a couple minutes.
Have a good Memorial Day, everybody.
Yeah. Oh, Rob, Rob, he's a good guy.
No.
Nice guy.
So was Two-Face.
You know, Two-Face from
Batman? Sorry?
They,
yeah, no, I did.